Why today?
I hope you had a great weekend. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney back at the helm again of the ship called America tonight. Boy, we have some choppy waters. A lot of interesting stuff happened over the weekend. And heading into this holiday week, maybe some of you are kicking back with some eggnog right now, checking out ATN. Enjoy, my friends, as we are coast-to-coast and everywhere in between. Remember, you can always flip me an email with your thoughts at americatonight.net. I got a couple of thoughts right from the get-go here. First of all, 60 votes for the Senate's version of so-called health care reform, right? Answering the question, can you buy a vote in D.C.? The answer to that is ding, 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 yes. Step forward, Senator Ben Nelson from Nebraska.
Change is never easy, but change is what's necessary in America today, and that's why I intend to vote for cloture and vote for health care reform.
Nelson won a ton of changes, including tougher restrictions on abortion coverage and an estimated, what was it, $45 million in federal Medicaid funds? Pretty much enough to completely blanket his state's cost of complying with basically an expansion of Medicaid that's been mandated by the bill. So check this out. They don't have to pay in Nebraska. I used to live in Nebraska. I got my first gig in Nebraska. I love the people there. But really, Senator Ben Nelson? This is what you do? I mean, come on, it's like a sellout. Give me a break. We have more on that and some reaction to it as well. And your thoughts on that. Right from the get-go, also I have to tell you, on a personal note, the Eagles beat the 49ers. They clinch a playoff spot. Thank you, DeSean Jackson, 140 receiving yards. Nah, take that, all you Philly haters. You know, my mom told me that they had 1,200 people that had to clear the link because there was so much snow. 2 feet of snow all over that field. Crazy. But I didn't say anything about nailing the score. Remember, the nail the score game was the Saturday night game in the NFL. And that was the Cowboys taking on the Saints. Boy, there were some long faces in New Orleans. That's all I'll say. Did anyone nail the score? You'll have to stay tuned and we'll let you know if somebody did because the prize pack is incredible. Who doesn't want to go and check out 10,000 movies? Well, I'm exaggerating, but a bunch of movies because it's got movie tickets, a cell phone, and all kinds of stuff. I think it's the best prize pack I have ever given away on any show that I've done. All right, also on a personal note, Jeff Foxworthy, you guys know who he is, the comedian. Just riddle me this for a second. You know you're a redneck if you leave an ice cream cake in the car because it melts and then you try to pass it off as a brownie souffle. Yeah, that's what happened. I went to a party at Chrissy and Robert Murray's. Yeah. I'm good friends with their redneck brother who was in town, Rob, and their father was celebrating a birthday, and I digress, but this is going to be my blunder of the day. I'm wondering if any of you out there have ever had that happen to you. You know, you're going to get the party together and you get this cool cake made. You're psyched about it. It's just an ice cream cake. I'm thinking some of you guys out there, the wife has the honey-do list and you're picking up the cake and you're forgetting about it because you're going to watch the game somewhere and making a quick pit stop at one of your posse's house and you forget that you have the cake in the car. I've never heard of that happening. So I had to mention that at the top. I mean, the two blunders, the 60 votes maybe and the ice cream cake. Do we have any reaction in Minneapolis to a melting ice cream cake? Exactly. Who does that? That's a redneck. It's a redneck. Exactly. Yeah. And on a sad note, actress Brittany Murphy, dead at 32. I woke up today and I was looking at the snowfalls and making some calls back to D.C. and whatnot, and you know, the totals back east. And then I find this note about Brittany Murphy dying from cardiac arrest, just 32 years old. So, I mean, your mind does think, well, how can that be? You remember she played rapper Eminem's girlfriend in 8 Mile? Remember that? And she was also in Clueless. She was pretty funny in Clueless, if you ever caught that movie. But and a bunch of other things, too, as well. Sadly, though, no autopsy, supposedly. I mean, I can't believe they won't perform one, but the husband was really pushing not to have an autopsy. That's your first clue. Ooh, red flag. What could have happened here? They're saying natural causes, but that's always what's said at first. And there's some strange and sad reports coming out of California, unfortunately. All right, back to the Senate Democrats who are pushing the ball forward on health care legislation, right? It's a real make or break kind of test in this push to have it done by Christmas. And here's the thing. If you're liberal, or if you want to label yourself liberal, you wanted health care across the board. You wanted the public option. So you didn't get the public option. So you think this is a weenie bill anyway. I mean, this is not a good bill for anyone across the board. The GOP, you know, they wanted to stop this. But now in the run-up to this vote, it's unbelievable what's happened, including, as I mentioned there, the deal with Nelson. So you had this senator who was saying, there's no way, I'm not voting for it, blah, blah, blah. I mean, he's been a Right to Life or a long-time supporter. And now all of a sudden he just flipped the other way because he got what he wanted. I mean, this is like, let's make a deal. It's a lousy version of let's make a deal. And it was really, it really had to do with those Medicaid funds that I mentioned. That made Nelson's vote flip. And his vote was the decisive one that was supposed to fall into place for the Democrats, you know, and here it was. I mean, there's been this wild series of events, chaotic series of events that has left them pretty much with the ability to get this 60 votes without any help from the Republicans. That is shocking because remember, Olympia Snowe was the one originally, it looked like, ooh, can we get the senator from Maine to continue to say yes and to continue to go down this road with us? But she balked at some of the things in the current form of the bill. So she wasn't on board. But now Nelson's back in the fold, so it's clearly looking like 60. And despite all the snow in Washington, because the federal government is closed, my friends, on Monday. Too much snow. They're still trying to dig out there. So despite that, they are burning the midnight oil. In fact, maybe within 45 minutes, they might have that vote on this health insurance overhaul. But as I said to you, who's zooming who? I don't think anybody. Liberal, conservative, whatever. I think there are a lot of holes in this thing that nobody likes. And ultimately, if this deal gets sealed, who really wins? Is it the American people? No. Is it the insurance companies? Oh, yeah, you bet. Stay with us. Coming up next, some interesting things you might have not have known about a former president, Abraham Lincoln, and why is that significant? Hang through.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to 2/3 of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hang with us. I like this song. Ready? Here's my favorite part.
A ball just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane.
Yeah. I think a lot of people on the East Coast were feeling that way. Can you imagine 2 feet of snow? Imagine 12 inches even. I mean, really, New York got slammed, Philly got slammed, Boston got slammed, up and down the East Coast. It was shovel heaven. I mean, great if you run a hardware store because they just sold out of everything. That's what happens. You realize, ooh, my shovel doesn't really work, or it's too little, it's whatever. Everybody runs to the hardware store, Home Depot, Lowe's, wherever, and they pick them up. Hey, we're going to talk about Lincoln here in a second. But first, I wanted to take us kind of round the horn and get you caught up on things that are happening around the globe, if you will. And one of the big things, obviously, many of you listening to me are knee-deep in the white stuff because it was an incredible, incredible snowfall on the East Coast. I've talked to several family members who are really, honestly, still digging out, couldn't open doors. You know, we used to joke about that on the show. How deep is the snow? And many of you called me from the Midwest a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about how bad the snowstorm was, but that was nothing. That's like a drop in the bucket compared to what happened on Saturday. All the airports were just shut down. So this is kind of screwing up some people's plans to go back for the holidays, delayed maybe a day or two, if they're lucky, just a day. But Saturday, all the airports were shut down. And even trains some of them weren't running. Most of them weren't running. The buses were down. Let me give you some of the accumulation totals, because to me this is the fascinating stuff. At Dulles, at the airport there, of course, we're talking about Washington, 16 inches shattered, an old record. The old record was back in 64, and that was 10.64 inches. Can you believe it? 13.3, I want to be accurate, so I'm giving all the points in here, was at Reagan, right? And, of course, that shattered a record. The old record was 11 and changed there, and that was 1932. And everybody was declaring a state of emergency. I mean, Virginia, they did it. Virginia was terrible. And this storm went from Tennessee and North Carolina to the southern New England states, basically, and really hit that mid-Atlantic region, pretty much that I-95 area, you know what I'm talking about? Anywhere from 12 to 22 inches of snow. And, you know, I mean, what can you, of course, it's a nor'easter. It kicked many of the blizzards of the past right out of the record books. An emergency situation for the airports. It also caused power outages. And then there was a lot of shopping that didn't get done. If you're a last-minute person and you lived on the East Coast, some of you listen to me in Connecticut and stuff, you know what I'm talking about. You're jumping on the phone. You're trying to do the online thing because you've lost maybe a day, maybe 2 days because of the snowstorm. And then Long Island slammed, and, I mean, high winds. So nasty, nasty stuff. And the schools canceled pretty much across the board on Monday for those that were going to go to school on Monday. A lot of states are closing schools because, of course, still you've got the highways and stuff that you have to maneuver through, some of these back roads and whatnot. Hopefully everything will be on track at least by Monday for people who are flying, because that's tough with that record snow, and trying to clear it is a bear. Even in an area where you salt, you have the crews, you know you can get the kind of snowfall. I mean, you know you can get some pretty bad snowfall. So I think that they were certainly prepared, but I don't know if they're prepared for that much snow. I'm not so sure about that one. Not so sure. Also, I'm going to tell you here about a dozen Gitmo detainees who were sent to three countries. Any guesses as to what where the countries were at all? Take a wild guess. Take a stab at it. I mean, I laugh, but here we are wrestling with the whole Guantanamo thing as to, how are you to get the detainees to Illinois, to Thompson Prison? What's going to happen in New York once Khalid Sheikh Mohammed goes on trial, which to me is the scariest thing of all of it in the mix here, as to what could possibly, I'm not wishing that, I am praying nothing happens in New York once that whole thing starts, which it's Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four of his henchmen involved in 9/11 that will be on trial, a stone's throw away from ground zero. And they got to find a jury, try to find an impartial jury, and then go from there. So anyway, the dozen or so detainees at Guantanamo Bay that I'm talking about were transferred to Afghanistan and Somalia, according to the Justice Department. So now, if you're keeping score on this, the total number of terror suspects that are at Guantanamo is just under 200 or so. Yeah, it's just under 200. And like I said, now there is this wrestling of transferring. How do you transfer the prisoners out? I mean, it's interesting in the sense that you're talking about a chunk of Cuba, right? You got to keep that in your mind. So since 2002, you've had more than 550, 560 that have left Guantanamo for 36 other countries. And now it's the handful that are left. And there's no way this goal of emptying and closing that facility by January 22nd is going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Because, number one, it hasn't even gone through Congress. How are you getting the funds allocated for this? So that's That's the first thing. I mean, here we are almost at the end of December. There is just no way. I mean, jokingly, if you remember, if you were listening to the show, I said last week, what are they going to do? Swim to the United States? I mean, you think of the ways you have to arrange that kind of transportation. And you're talking about some, first of all, you're talking about manpower and money to make it, you know, to make it happen. So a few more terror suspects are gone from Gitmo. So it's a few less to have to move either to Thompson or somewhere else, right? In the meantime, if you were also keeping score, everybody left Copenhagen, you know, the big climate talks. And what happened as a result of the climate talks? Did anything happen? Well, there was one thing that kind of fell through the cracks with China. There was a deal cut with China, and here's what it is. China was the key player in this, right? And what the president is saying is meaningful and unprecedented, this deal with China. So for the first time in history, all major economies, this is what our president has said, are coming together to accept responsibility and take action to confront the threat of climate change. So to me, the thing is, okay, taking the responsibility, but this is a non-binding deal. And the emission targets, they're not on paper either. I mean, they're not, there's not a binding agreement. So there had to be conversation, but there has been conversation that's been going on leading up to the UN Climate Change Conference. So basically, nothing binding came out of it. I mean, it's like a wish list. Well, all of us, you know, do you have a wish list? It was a wish list that didn't really lead to anything. So my question, I guess, to all of you is, was it worth all the fuel that was burned up, all the money, the taxpayer money that was burned up to get to Copenhagen? When this, I mean, this could have been accomplished without having the climate talks there, I don't think, because everything that was discussed, all of that's been discussed already in other meetings. I mean, I guess you could argue the face-to-face deal with all the other nations perhaps starts some conversation flowing. But is it flowing in the right direction? That's the other thing you got to ask yourself, right? All right, coming up on the flip side, odds and ends. Let me give out the number, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Ben Nelson, did he do the right thing? You decide. Stay with us.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Sadly, I think people are misunderstanding what the coverage will be should this bill go through. Here's the deal. They burn the midnight oil, despite the fact that the federal government is closed on Monday. And it was into the Monday morning early hours that the Democrats will claim a major victory for this push for health care reform. And they got the votes needed, 60-40 party line vote. It was right after 1 o'clock in the morning. This bill is tracking to pass on Christmas Eve. If it passes, then it has to be merged with the $1 trillion plan by the House of Representatives in November. So the Senate resumes Monday shortly, until noon. Skedaddled right after that 1 a.m. deal, come back at noon and resume the talks after that. So the vote leaves the president really on the precipice of claiming big-time victory for his top domestic priority, even though a lot of progressives are unhappy that there's no public option and with the way this health care bill, this health reform bill is looking. But nevertheless, earlier in the day, feeling as though this was going to happen, here's what the president had to say.
On health care, with today's developments, it now appears that the American people will have the vote they deserve on genuine reform that offers security to those who have health insurance and affordable options for those who do not. And so I want to thank Senator Harry Reid and every senator who's been working around the clock to make this happen. There's still much work left to be done, with not a lot of time left to do it. But today's a major step forward for the American people. After a nearly century-long struggle, we are on the cusp of making health care reform a reality in the United States of America. As with any legislation, compromise is part of the process. But I'm pleased that recently added amendments have made this landmark bill even stronger. Between the time the bill passes and the time when the insurance exchange gets up and running, there will now be penalties for insurance companies that arbitrarily jack up rates on consumers. And while insurance companies will be prevented from denying coverage on the basis of pre-existing conditions once the exchange is open, in the meantime, there will be a high-risk pool where people with pre-existing conditions can purchase affordable coverage. And a recent amendment has made these protections even stronger. Insurance companies will now be prohibited from denying coverage to children immediately after this bill passes. There's also explicit language in this bill that will protect a patient's choice of doctor, and small businesses will get additional assistance as well. Now, these protections are in addition to the ones we've been talking about for some time. No longer will insurance companies be able to drop your coverage if you become sick, and no longer will you have to pay unlimited amounts out of your own pocket for treatments that you need. Under this bill, family will save on their premiums. Businesses that will see their costs rise if we don't act will save money now and in the future. This bill will strengthen Medicare and extend the life of the program. Because it's paid for and gets rid of waste and inefficiency in our healthcare system, this will be the largest deficit reduction plan in over a decade.
All right, one of the biggest divides, and this was the president speaking after they realized that Senator Ben Nelson from Nebraska got what he wanted, and he would be the 60th vote. So they had them in hand late over the weekend on Saturday. Now, one of the biggest divides, and the thing that troubles me the most, I keep coming back to this, is how do you pay for this? How do you pay for it? The House package is financed through all kinds of tax surcharges, mostly on what they're calling wealthy Americans, but not completely. So the Senate bill cuts Medicare by $500 billion, and it doesn't include a tax surcharge on wealthy people. However, it would impose a 40% tax on Cadillac health plans that are valued at more than $8,500 for individuals and $23,000 for families. So of the tax on the high-end plans, it might be effective to curb medical inflation. However, it's this whole taxation thing would also cripple union people who traded higher salaries for better benefits. They would really get really stuck in the end with this. So the Senate bill also hikes Medicare payroll taxes on families making over $250,000. The House doesn't do that. The public option was a big sticking point. The House plan includes a public option, and the Senate doesn't have it. Instead, you've got new nonprofit private plans that would be overseen by the government. So there's a lot to sort out still. But another thing that would be a problem, I think very problematic, is the Senate bill would require companies with more than 50 employees to pay a fee of $750 a worker if any of its employees relied on government subsidies to purchase the coverage. I can see problems in the fining of people if they choose not to get insurance. So there are some serious holes in it, but this is stuff that we have been talking about for a very long time on the show, so it's nothing that will blow you away new. It's a question of melding the two together, and it's looking like they're going to have that vote on Christmas Eve. So working late into the night, into the morning, if you will, on Sunday, and it's just the precursor to ultimately, I think, the true bill. So a couple of other quick headlines for you, including this sad one. Actress Brittany Murphy dead at the age of 32. A lot of questions surrounding her death, but not a lot of answers. In other words, how does someone at 32 die? Not in a car accident, not whatever, but of cardiac arrest at her home. So lots of questions abound and not a lot of answers. She was pronounced dead at 10 o'clock in the morning at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. An autopsy hadn't been scheduled as of Sunday night, but now that and there's no sign apparently of trauma or foul play, and they say, you know, well, I think it's unusual for somebody young to die of natural causes. The coroner in Los Angeles is saying that it's not unusual. And Brittany Murphy, of course, was in a couple of well-known movies, 8 Mile and Clueless, and wow, what a, it's just sudden when somebody in their early 30s, you think something, you know, what was behind this or what happened, and can you really wrap your mind around, well, it was just natural causes. And if you've ever watched King of the Hill, she was the voice of Luann on that television animated series. And she was married back in 2007 to a British screenwriter, so she survived, obviously, by him. And, wow, just, I think, very shocking to hear of her death. She looked thin in recent months, so there's rumors flying around about all kinds of different possibilities as to what there might have been something that was the catalyst for this. Matt, very surprising about Brittany Murphy, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. I heard that on the way into the studio, actually, and I couldn't believe it because I heard kind of the tail end of a news story, and I didn't believe what I heard. So I had to, when I got into work today, I quickly hopped on the computer and got the whole details. And yeah, she's only 32, and something fishy's kind of going on though, because the husband didn't want an autopsy when a young person dies of cardiac arrest. That doesn't seem normal.
No, it doesn't seem normal. I would want to know. I mean, I would want to know if it happened to somebody in my family, especially your spouse, because you're just left in a daze wondering if nothing happened. I mean, it could happen. You could have cardiac arrest, absolutely. But is there something that triggered that? Now, I've read stories, rumors that she, when they went to the house, they had found out that she was throwing up before that. She had been taking prescription pills, but what does that mean? You know, I think it would be interesting to get those answers.
Yeah, and I read on TMZ earlier, and kind of the same thing you just said, that they didn't find any illegal drugs or anything like that there, but they did find a lot of prescription pills. So I don't know if she was taking too many of them or if she was sick with something, and I don't know what happened, or she had a bad reaction, but that's crazy to be, I mean, 32, and all of a sudden you're just gone like that for cardiac arrest. I don't know. It just blows my mind.
It blows my mind, too. It goes back to that thing of you never know. I mean, that thing of sort of taking life for granted or whatever. It sounds sappy and weird, and this is a celebrity that we don't know personally. But when you hear of someone that young, it does make you wonder. It does make you take a step back a little bit, I think. And certainly the people in Hollywood are reacting to it. She was pretty well liked. She was that bubbly kind of girl that was in a lot of those comedies, and that's pretty much what you're hearing.
Yeah, and I mean, it's crazy because she was so young. And she was, I mean, I wouldn't say she was immensely popular, but everyone knew who she was. She wasn't, you know, an award-winning actress or anything like that, but everyone knew who she was when she broke on the scene in Clueless. I remember that movie, and she kind of transformed herself after that, too, into more of a kind of a girl next door, kind of a cute girl, rather than the one that she was in Clueless, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, she did transform herself. That's a good way to say it. And the people that worked with her had nothing but great things to say. All right, coming up on the flip side, this day in history, we take a look back. Also, news you can abuse and birthdays, too. Stay with us.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ho, ho, ho! The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
In 2009, you better hurry up and get some giddy up in that. Do it fast, because we're already staring down the barrel of December 21st. You believe it? Yeah, we're talking 10 days left in this whole big, giant year of 2009. We'll go through some of the things that happened on this day in history, but I'll give you a couple of quick highlights. If we went back to 1937, do you know that the first feature-length animated cartoon in Technicolor was unveiled, premiered in Los Angeles, if you will? You know what it was? Walt Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Yeah. How about this one? In 1945, ask somebody the question, how did General Patton die? And you know what? A lot of people don't know. General Patton died of injuries from a car accident in Heidelberg, Germany. Again, in 1945. If we skip forward a couple of years, in 48, the state of Ireland passed an act declaring itself a republic. How about that? Mm-hmm. And we have some others that we will roll out for you as well that happened on this day in history. A couple of really good sports ones, by the way. Just a interesting hint, and then a sad note. We always have a few of those weaved in. Plus, we have birthdays. Tennis Hall of Famer Chris Evert celebrating a big birthday. She turns 55. What's interesting about Chris Evert, it seems like just yesterday, but it was less than a year ago that she married the golfer Greg Norman, who's an incredible businessman. He has wines and clothes and all that stuff. And then when they got married, they told each other their vows included, I promise to make your dreams come true. I mean, that was part of their vows. I promise to do everything to make your dreams come true, give you whatever you want. It lasted less than a year. They're getting a divorce. Because the kids, apparently, it was rough on her kids. She had younger kids. His kids were grown. And I don't think it was easy on them either. So they're getting divorced. Her ex-husband, who is devastated by the breakup, is, I think, already getting remarried himself. Oh, the plot thickens. What's the deal in Florida? I'm just thinking, you know, the tiger thing, whatever. Also, actor-comedian Andy Dick is celebrating a birthday, a pretty big one for him. He is 44 years old. I think he can be pretty funny. You just have to catch him in those moments, those flashes of brilliance, if you will. All right, before we jump quickly to that, let's head to news you can abuse. You want to get a couple of good chuckles. Here's one for you. Would you ever pay $72 for a taco? The answer is no way, no how. A Taco Bell manager in Ohio says a man who appeared drunk walked into the restaurant earlier in the week and handed him $72 for one taco. The manager told the cops near the northern Ohio town of Sandusky that the customer, who seemed to be in his early 20s, refused to take back the money and told workers Merry Christmas. Uh-huh. But check this out. It kind of backfired on them since they got the phone call from the Taco Bell manager. The police are holding the money as evidence and say if it's not claimed in 60 days, the store manager will get a late Christmas gift. Why didn't he just keep it? I don't get it. Just keep it. That's what the guy wanted. There's no problem with that. But instead he was a weenie and called the police, and now he has to wait. A Wisconsin teenager is going to need legal permission to date girls for the next 3 years after he was convicted of fleeing to Tennessee with his girlfriend in a stolen car. I talked about this on the air in America Tonight. 19-year-old Jordan Christensen of Appleton was sentenced Friday to 1 year in jail and 3 years probation. The judge also threw in that thing about no dating of the opposite sex without permission of the probation person. He pled no contest to charges of stealing a car, stealing a firearm, bailing, jump bailing, and he apologized before he was sentenced. What happened was he stole his foster parents' car back in May, fled to the Memphis area with his 16-year-old girlfriend, which was a big no-no. But 1 year in jail, that'd be tough. That year, I think, seems to me that time, it feels like me, in my world, time flies. I think it would really slow down if I were in that situation. All right, here's another one for you that's I think is pretty interesting about tattoos out of Ohio. An Ohio restaurant is offering lifetime discounts to people willing to make an indelible display of their love for grilled cheese sandwiches. Melt Barn Grilled in the Cleveland suburb of Lakewood specializes in spins on grilled cheese and says anyone with a tattoo of the classic sandwich will get 25% off. The restaurant has hooked up the promotion with a tattoo shop, which is offering its own discount on grilled cheese designs. So, you know, the main man who does the tattooing says he's been getting creative on this whole grilled cheese tattoo thing, giving one person a tattoo of Popeye holding a grilled cheese sandwich instead of a spinach can. I don't know, as much as the discount sounds interesting, would it be worth a 25% discount just to come up with a grilled cheese tattoo? I couldn't do it. Would you do it, Matt?
No, not a chance.
Really brutal. I'd have to be so minute that you could not even, it wouldn't count. Mine would be so small, I wouldn't do it. Just wouldn't do it.
I got this girl I worked with at another radio station. She did a contest to win Vikings tickets. She got a Vikings symbol tattooed on her back shoulder. And this was, I mean, I've known her for years, and I didn't even know she had done this. She did it back when she was 18. And, I mean, now it's 10 or 12 years later, and she showed it to me. She's like, it's the worst thing I've ever done. She hates it. She's just stuck with it now.
Right, you're stuck with it unless you want to get it removed, which is painful and then cost you some more bucks. So most people don't do that.
No, I don't have any tattoos personally, and I've thought about getting them before, but you never know what you're going to think of it down the road. You know, whatever you get when you're in your 20s, super cool, it's awesome, and then you're 30 or you're 40 and you got kids, and suddenly it's not as good.
Or then you're 60 or 70 and it's suddenly not as good.
And wrinkly.
Yeah, and it doesn't look right, or something doesn't look right, especially if it's a big tattoo, and depending on what it is, ooh, or you make the mistake of putting some woman or some guy's tattoo on you, and you break up with them, and so now you're tattooed, and you got to get it removed. Ugh. Yeah,
especially nowadays with a lot of the colored tattoos, too. I don't think they age well.
Oh, no kidding.
It's not like back in, where the guys had the green ink on the Navy sailors.
Yeah,
it that ages all right, when you have the sailor, the old war veteran with the tattoos. I can understand that, and it looks all right, but not if you have some colorful butterfly on your back or anything like that.
Yeah, that'd be too over the top for me. I agree. Yeah, not a tattoo. I don't care if someone else has tattoos, but for me, I think of further down the line how I would feel and not on that particular day. How about this? In 1958, Charles de Gaulle was elected as a 7-year term guy, the first president of the Fifth Republic of France. In 68, Apollo 8 was launched on a mission to orbit the moon. 69, here's a good fun fact. Vince Lombardi coached his last football game as his team, the Redskins, lost to the Cowboys 20-10. Yes. And we jump ahead to some birthdays. I think you're going to recognize at least 7 of the names that I'm going to rattle off for you. Birthday music, please, maestro.
I need birthday singers. Come on, people. We need birthday singers.
All right, here's one I know you're going to know. Actress Jane Fonda, 72 years old. Boy, she still is controversial. Hanoi Jane. Every time you say her name in certain circles, that's what you get back. Talk show host Phil Donahue, 74 years old. I know you know who he is. Penn State head football coach Joe Paterno, still going strong at 83 years old. Mm-hmm. Can't make this stuff up. Actor Samuel L. Jackson, celebrating a birthday, 61 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, actress Jane Kaczmarek is 54 years old. Entertainer Jim Rose is 53. Ray Romano is 52 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday like Andy Dick, who's 44, happy birthday to all of you from all of us at America Tonight.
Single setback, Weaver. That straight back. He's looking. He moves to his left. He rows up. He fires. Caught at the 5. And in for the touchdown is Deshaun Jackson. 19 yards. McNabb running to his left. It's Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah, baby.
He waits. He looks. He throws it for the near sideline. It's caught in the air.